This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian attacks on Ukraine continued Tuesday, including the use of missiles and weaponized drones. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The governor of Mykolaiv, Vitaly Kim, says on the Telegram network that one person has been killed and several buildings destroyed after four Russian missiles hit the southern city around midnight. Elsewhere, explosions rocked the city of Poltava in northeastern Ukraine, with four Russian drones crashing into civilian structures in the city, igniting a fire. A senior official adds another three drones were shot down. In addition, 40 shells hit Nikopol, which is located across the Dnieper River from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, damaging 14 residential buildings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN officials said Tuesday ships loaded with grain are still departing Ukraine, despite Russia suspending its participation in a UN brokered deal that ensures safe wartime passage of critical food supplies. The UN said Tuesday that three ships carrying corn, wheat, and sunflower meal left through a humanitarian sea corridor set up in July. A total of 14 ships have also sailed Monday. Analysts say Russia is still bound by the terms of the grain deal it signed with Turkey and the UN, including a commitment not to target civilian vessels traveling under the agreement. Such an attack would also violate international law. Russia cited an alleged Ukrainian drone attack against its Black Sea fleet in announcing the suspension. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials are calling for Russia to be isolated from international organizations such as the United Nations or the G20 after Russian forces carried out attacks on infrastructure targets in multiple Ukrainian cities in recent days. Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesman Oleg Nikolenko said Tuesday Russia should be expelled from the G20 group of economic powers, and Russian President Vladimir Putin's invitation to this month's summit should be revoked. This is VOA News. South Korea's government is taking a more contrite tone as it attempts to calm public anger over last week's crowd crush incident that killed at least 156 people. Many Seoul residents say the government should have done more to control the crowd before the unrest. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
Speaking Tuesday at a news conference, National Police Chief Yoon Hee-kun acknowledged police received emergency calls in the lead-up to the accident. Yoon says he feels a heavy sense of responsibility. Many question why police didn't do more to control the crowd before the deadly crush of people. Police haven't determined what sparked the deadly rush, which resulted in hundreds being buried at the bottom of the small alley. The alley is short, narrow, and steep. It is now a police zone. Nearby, Professor Kim Yong-uk is leaving flowers at the memorial. He is highly critical of the government's response. Kim is a specialist in how people move in urban spaces. He says police should have used barricades, police lines, and other tools to manage crowd flow. He thinks the alley should have been closed. Others suggest it should have been turned into a one-way street. The main issue is that there should have been more planning. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Britain's immigration minister Tuesday acknowledged the need for care in the language used to describe migrants coming into the country as he tried to explain Home Secretary Suella Braverman's comments Monday when she referred to small boat crossings into Britain as the invasion. Nearly 40,000 asylum seekers have arrived in Britain across the English Channel via small boats so far this year. Hundreds of them have moved to Manston, a former airfield in southeast England, after another processing center was hit with gasoline bombs Sunday by an attacker who then killed himself. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick, who reported Braverman, attempted to defend the Home Secretary's use of the term invasion to describe an influx of immigrants.
I think invasion is a way of describing the sheer scale of the challenge, and that's what Suella Braverman was trying to express. She was also speaking, I think, and this is an important point, for those people who live on the South Coast, who day in, day out, are seeing migrant boats landing on their beaches. There was a report just yesterday from a lady who found a young migrant from Albania in her kitchen, seeking support, asking for money. That's not acceptable in this country.
Meanwhile, Braverman's comments have drawn heavy criticism from across the political spectrum, with some calling for her dismissal. Braverman was reappointed Interior Minister by new Prime Minister Rishi Sunak last week. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.